Section 3. You will hear a tutor and student discussing the student's gap year. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 27. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27.
A gap year. Good morning, Eddie. Last time we met, we discussed the possibility of a gap year before starting university. Have you taken the time to have a look at the different possibilities?
Yes, ma'am. I have been thinking a lot about this, and I think it's very a good opportunity to learn more about what I really want to study at university. And moreover, it may be my last opportunity to travel before embarking on long studies.
That sounds very good, but you know that a gap year has to be prepared if you're going to benefit from it in the future. You must not think about it as a holiday, but think carefully about the benefit you want to get from it, what you can learn from that experience.
Yes, actually, I realized that traveling was interesting, but volunteering would be more beneficial, especially if I decided to enroll for physiotherapy studies.
So you're thinking of taking a physiotherapy course when you come back? I thought you were more keen on studying medicine.
Actually, I'm not sure, quite sure yet. I contemplated becoming a doctor, but the studies are very long, and I thought that physiotherapy could be better. Besides, I know little about physiotherapy, and I thought it could be a good way to discover more about it.
That sounds like a very wise decision. Have you made some research about what you can do and where you can go?
Well, it's actually quite easy today, as you can find a lot of information on the internet, and some organizations help you find what is best for you and take care of everything from plane tickets to accommodation. There are several agencies that specialize in helping students who want to go abroad for a gap year. There are so many opportunities that I had to make choices. I've decided that I wanted to work abroad with people who suffer disabilities. Choosing a destination was not easy. There are so many needs. I had to look at people's comments on their experience and finally decided to head for a Spanish-speaking country. I studied Spanish for a few years but never had the opportunity to use it. They only request intermediate level, which I think I have, and it will be a good way to improve my skills.
Don't you need any experience in the field?
Actually, you can volunteer at different levels, but they accept people with little or no experience at all. It will obviously consist in observing a lot, but they also need people to work alongside trained local staff in physiotherapy departments for disabled children in many countries. It's also interesting to learn in different cultural settings.
Have you set up your mind on anything specific?
I applied for two projects, both of them in Latin America. The first one in Colombia would be in a hospital and care center for children with special needs. We would work not only with physiotherapists, but also with speech therapists and psychologists. Physiotherapists are also needed at the burns unit of the local hospital, and we will also be involved in social integration, functional rehabilitation, and sensorial recovery of the patients who have experienced a range of burns, from scalding to household accidents. Volunteers also get involved in working with children from the local orphanage. The role of volunteers depends on their individual level of experience and knowledge.
That sounds very interesting. And where will you be living?
The organization provides accommodation, most of the time with the host family, which is another way to get to know the country better and experience a different life. They also take care of the food, insurance, and 24/7 support. The only thing I have to take care of myself is the plane ticket and a visa, of course, if it is required. But as soon as your registration is completed, they send you a country guidebook to help you prepare for your adventure.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
You have done a great job, Eddie, but there's one last thing I would like to discuss with you. This adventure has a cost. Have you thought about that? Have you already made a budget for the year?
When I told my parents about the gap year, I also told them that I wanted to fund it myself. You know, they saved money for my college fees, and I don't want them to pay for my gap year as well. I've had a part-time job for 1 year now, and I intend to work during the summer to get the rest of the money. I considered getting a bank loan, but I also heard about crowdfunding, where you can describe your project and ask people to sponsor you. People give what they want, and you can involve them in your project by telling them about what you do on a blog, or give them something in return, such as a recipe book that you make with the people you live with.
You seem to have thought it through seriously, but will you have time to visit the country also?
I've read some stories from people who volunteered in the place I applied for. They were all very enthusiastic. They enjoyed the work, but also the people. They had opportunity to discover the place at weekends, visit markets, walk around, and of course make friends. But on top of everything, they all agree to say that they've learned a lot about their jobs and how to work in an environment where facilities are basic. Learn to do more with less.
That is the end of section 3. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.